You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and
come get some.
Yeah.
I'd like to start off ENN tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
I produce dreams.
And to Michael and Don.
And now you see every curve and...
But Michael, relax. Please.
Oh, my God.
Save yourself. It's his wife.
And Don.
And me in a month. They'll get over it.
And a Don.
You're just a freak.
And a Don.
The whole fun is to feel your way around.
And a Don.
You guys don't know what you're doing. You have no game.
And Michael and myself.
You have a baby. You're walking in the stroller with little Guadalupe in the stroller. And
name
walking,
of my 14th book.
You're walking.
Little Guadalupe in the stroller.
What a day.
Good evening to myself. There's meat here. There's girth. To Michael and myself.
I want to get Don and Peter's read on this, whether I'm getting soft. So,
excuse me? And to the stoned caller from earlier who we enjoyed.
I've been trying to call into the show since I was like 13.
And you had to be this stoned for your first call?
Wow, he's not stoned. He's happy. He's relaxed.
No, he's stoned.
You guys know?
Yeah.
You guys know?
Now, here's the question. What's the better drop? The ha-ha you guys know or just the... I think the ha-ha you guys know, right?
Yes.
I think that'll be. I think that's where we should go forward with this thing. For a future. For future play. Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Coming up next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday.
Now, I've been told that Anthony has decided to heed the advice that came his way from Don and myself, I believe, to include the other producers in the drop discussion.
Okay.
So he's now leading a committee. Is that right there?
And this can fit.
Yeah, I remember it specifically. Anthony, you're really bad at this. What you really need to do is bring in
not what happened.
Jacob and Tom.
That's unfortunate.
Why wouldn't you be more well-rounded? Take a little pressure off of you. We've got very talented, creative people around you. So
Tom's
been doing the work.
So committee? Is Jacob. I've seen them. They have
Tom, Jacob...
Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Oh, wow.
His name is my name.
I was just... Oh, that's scary. With
all three of us.
We all came up with the same line.
Or Renew. One of the two.
I think it split up.
That's the way you look at it?
Interesting.
I mean, when we start to say the same thing, I mean, it's easy for the company to pair off somebody and save money.
So obviously you're the seller, so...
Yeah, really. I mean, we
Don,
got a lot of work.
Let's keep marching into the future.
I'm the what?
You're the money.
You're the transmitter and the salary.
Yeah.
And the show. You're just a freak.
And
this Phil Hughes tweet?
Yeah. No. Take me through it. I didn't hear it.
I just read it.
That's weird. Okay. Something's been really bothering me lately. When did we stop speaking with a British accent? Founding fathers undoubtedly spoke with one, as did their kids and their kids, presumably. When did the chain break? I'm torn up. That's a question that somebody... I think Phil Hughes is high. That's a question you ask when you're high. I mean, Phil, it was 250 years ago. I'm sure, you know, over time.
Yeah, that's how...
I'm surprised we haven't grown like a fin since then. I mean,
it's a really good point by Don. The fin thing is a really good thing.
Right. When will we grow a fin?
Yeah, soon.
Do you know what... You know, Ballard's lovely partner... Katie had such a great compliment of Don the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said she loves Don, and she said she'll often be in the other room and hear the show, and whenever she, like, hears Don, he's always something that's like saying something that's very measured and reasonable.
Don?
That's right.
I've heard that.
It's Katie Stone, too.
No,
right?
No. Not as
well,
not
first
Stone.
Of all, why is she dating Balor?
Oh, you've said this every time. I mean, I can't answer that, but she's not stoned. Very stoned.
I think she's as stoned as our previous caller.
No.
Yeah.
No. Not her style. No.
When Balor asked her out, this was her first reaction.
You're jealous that someone thinks Don is thoughtful and measured.
Well, listen, I think Don's a terrific broadcaster. Thoughtful and measured is not how I would describe him.
Well, then you're insulting me.
When he's screaming at Crane Pool, is that
Is that who I am? When we sometimes go months between rants.
That's all he is.
Part of who you are.
All right, yeah, but,
the answer!
But you don't also think a part of who I am is that I have thoughtful answers and that
I am not.
Really?
On
okay,
board.
Listen, you're
I'm not on board.
But I have heard that
Katie's
compliment before.
I'm sorry that I'm passionate.
I think Katie is indulging in
Sid Luckman.
Hallucinogenics.
Let's go with Don.
Yeah. Very thoughtful and measured.
But, see, and I hope he doesn't play.
How about when he broke the computer?
Punch him right in the face.
Was that thoughtful and measured? Is that thoughtful and measured?
Break his computer.
This is not a good look for Michael.
No, it's bad.
It's a bad look for Kate.
Look at this garbage. Look at this garbage.
So again.
By the way, she's not the only one who feels this way.
Who else?
The listeners love Don.
They love Don for his lunacy.
You think they think he's a yo-yo monkey boy, and he just dances on the TV with a cymbal. That's all you think he is.
I believe he's an unbelievable broadcaster. He's great at this. He's not thoughtful and measured.
Oh, you know what?
I think I am.
You guys know.
I think Katie's out of her mind.
He's dead. Swap aside!
Katie Ballard.
This is my good friend. I'd prefer you not.
Katie's not your good friend.
Yes, she is.
She's your good friend through Ballard.
Well, you don't
if
know.
If Ballard broke up with her tomorrow, you'd never have anything to do with her again.
That's a whole other discussion.
Well, hold on.
It's guilt by association.
She's friendship by association.
So, real quick, you do not consider Mike Breen's wife a friend?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but
God forbid if they broke up, I don't know if I'd have much contact with
them. So do you consider a friend or not?
Yes, I do.
Then I rest my case. It's so nice to get a clean win like that. Just
it's
a
not
clean
win.
God, was that
I'm
going to
tell you why it's
win?
Not a clean. They've been married for 30 years.
It doesn't matter.
Katie and Ballard have been hooking up for what, a couple of weeks?
No, years. As long as me and Natalie.
I didn't see Katie at the wedding, did I?
Yeah, you did.
You just didn't care.
I was not introduced to Katie.
Well, maybe that's because people didn't think you were worthy of such a meeting. But
well, you know what? Ebro was. I'm fine.
Don.
Your sister-in-law with the bad handshake, she was very intrigued in meeting
you.
Ebro's.
I won the argument.
You did not.
I moved forward. The point is, yes, your friendships with your friends' wives do hinge on that relationship to a certain degree, a major degree. That doesn't make them not dear friends.
Let me really dive down here. You were married before this. Mm-hmm. Are you friends with your ex-wife's friends? Or have they remained close with you? Or do they look at you like you're human garbage?
I don't think the first is not true, but I don't believe the second to be true either. They still follow me on social media.
But you're not hanging out with them.
No, it could be true where you could be friends with your friend's significant other, but then the collateral damage of a breakup.
Right. One of the hard things.
That's what I'm saying. God forbid that beautiful couple that people dream of, Katie and Ballard, if they break up, he'll never hear from Katie again.
But that doesn't. And if Mike Breen and his wife, God forbid, break up,
right,
it'll be the exact same thing. Yet you consider her a friend just like I consider Katie a friend. A real friend. Well, I don't have that many friends. Natalie and I only socialize with so many people. Literally, we have a handful of friends we get together with for dinner.
If you really break it down honestly, how many friends does anybody have?
I don't even want friends.
It's funny. I have a million friends, and I have about three couples that I actually like, hey, want to grab dinner? That we grab dinners with. That come to our home.
Especially now with the guy. Like, it's John Stark's birthday today. Happy birthday, John Stark.
The great New York Nick.
Yeah, and I text him, and he texts me on my birthday. I don't know what last. I haven't seen him in like a year. I mean, it's like post, with COVID and just the kids. I mean, we're still friends, but how many people do you really honestly say?
Exactly.
But you know what? Are you as I get older, I'm pruning the tree because most friends want favors. Yeah,
Yankee tickets, you donate to this.
I don't want
here's
friends.
Another more
my
evidence
wife is
you're
my
a bad
friend.
Guy. You don't actually prune the tree.
I do prune the tree.
No, but life kind of goes on and you kind
of
grow apart from each other.
Right.
But you don't sit there and go, I'm not going to be friends with anymore.
Oh, I've done
goodbye.
That.
No,
you know what?
That's a bad
guy. I'm close friends with the people I went to college with. Those are my forever friends.
I don't think
you two guys too.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thanks for the favor.
Do you ever just sit there, Don and just look at John Stark and go, that last game against Houston, did you just...
If you ever met John, Michael has. I don't know if he remembers him at all.
Oh, I do.
You wouldn't think basketball.
No?
No, you wouldn't think... this polar opposite of John Stark.
You know, you have 8.5 minutes left in the NN.
He'll make it work. This is the NN.
Don't you know?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's hear from Tom Thebodeau.
Oh, now let's get back to sports. Oh, my God. Dear Heavenly Father.
No, we're okay with that. Go on.
Yeah, let's move on.
We've done the Knicks today.
Yeah, we're good.
You don't want to hear an update?
No, I don't.
It's on Jalen Brunson.
No, he's fine. MRA was good. Let's go.
How about... Let me hear something, Michael. This Michael's going to be visibly excited for this, Don. Do you want to hear Carlos Rodon analyzing his...
You know what? We haven't talked about that. Why don't you have...
He had a bad outing today.
Let's see what he says.
He was not good today.
All right,
go. Two home runs.
Go.
Not what you want.
Well, the results weren't everything I wanted, but mixed in a good amount of pitches. I think we worked in some changeups, some cutters, threw some curveballs, and a lot of heavy dosage of sliders. You know, it was good to see some swing and miss on the cutter, some weak ground balls on the cutter. Fastball wasn't exactly where I wanted it to be, but that's a part of these spring training games. So.
I would love a slider right now.
You guys know.
Thank you. That was a good bit of information.
You said no before because it's March. But you shouldn't be at least
not
a little,
bit.
Especially
not
after what happened last
not
season.
A bit. Not even a bit. Not
so what, let's, working then, on let's not bother. I'll see you, on opening day.
I don't
day.
Lend any credence to what goes on in spring training.
Oh, but then and that should also go for Juan Soto.
Yeah.
But, I get a home run every at bat. Doesn't matter.
You know what?
Either I care or don't care. I can't parachute in.
No, this is big.
So you don't care. You know you don't care about spring training results.
I don't, but I also don't want it to be a la carte.
Breaking news.
Soto's
breaking
news.
Gravy shot tomorrow.
The armorer. Who loaded the live round into Alec Baldwin's gun on the set of Rust was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
Well, makes sense.
So, I mean, are they letting Alec Baldwin
finally off the hook?
I mean, really. Listen, whatever you might think of Alec Baldwin and his politics, or you think the guy...
I don't like him. I don't like him at all.
You believe that the guy actually killed that woman.
I know.
I mean, to put that guy through that, for what reason? Just for the publicity?
Well, by the way, he already has to deal with... That it happened.
Right. He'll never forget that. He killed somebody by accident.
The emotional turmoil he's already going to go through from that, and he had to go through twice, a whole thing.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Whether you hate him or like him or you're indifferent, that you really think that guy killed
now,
that person
on
purpose.
I saw a little feature about it recently, the case, and the woman who was found guilty,
mm-hmm.
her argument, A, she tried to throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
But she also... said that basically she was given way too much to do, and she had told the movie, I'm not capable of doing basically doing what you're asking me to do. It's too much. But I think ultimately what it probably came down to is there was just no reason to ever have live rounds on a set.
Yeah, why would you ever put bullets into a...
No, why would they even be there? They should not even... The idea that a live round existed anywhere there... That alone is, to me, I'd be like, all right, good night, good luck, that's it.
And you think Alec Baldwin wanted, you know, to
play around with a gun.
Right. Come on, man. Again, to me, everything in life now is political.
I know.
That's a politically tinged...
The whole thing.
...thing.
I don't like him. I don't like him a bit. Never did. I prefer Billy. Billy Baldwin, the best Baldwin. Stephen Baldwin, very handsome, good-looking Baldwin.
Biodome.
My high school girlfriend, Diana, loved Stephen Baldwin. He was her, like, dream crush.
How could you
crush.
Love Stephen Baldwin more than Alec? When Alec was young, he was the best-looking Baldwin.
But Stephen's younger than Alec.
Yeah, but when you looked at Alec in...
But when I was in high school...
Beetlejuice.
But when I looked at Alec when I was in high school, how old is Alec Baldwin right now?
He's got to be in his 60s.
Hey, Siri. How old is Alec Baldwin? He is 65. He said he'll be 53 on Saturday. So he's 65 now. So 30 years ago, when I was in high school, 30 years ago when I was a freshman, and Diane and I started dating, and she loved Stephen Baldwin, he was 35 then. Whereas Steven then was probably, what, like 26?
He's still better looking at 35.
But he felt like a dad already. He was giving dad vibes already.
There was kind of a coolness. A great top five, you would really have to like
Baldwin.
Really get
top
down.
Five Baldwin.
Because Haley right now, she's number one.
Gaps.
Hot Haley, that's what we call her.
Gaps between movies. I mean, Stephen Baldwin was in Biodome and Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite the gap.
Well, but
in
retrospect, it's in quality. Yeah.
I believe that I'm going to wear the Alec Baldwin Beetlejuice outfit tomorrow. The black and white check shirt.
Interesting.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
You know what I found interesting in our movie conversation we were having for the our social media accounts here at 98.7 ESPN New York was about, you know, best movies as we're preparing for the Oscars this weekend. Found it interesting. I almost went with American Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up showing love to Spike Lee and going with Do the Right Thing. But Usual Suspects was chosen by another one of the hosts, and it made me think. Kevin Spacey, a bit of a fall from grace, yeah, to say the least, but he reasonably has two of the great movies of modern history.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. And then he had a TV show that was,
which was
for a while, was unbelievable.
Which was unbelievable cards, right? Fiction and turned out to be a documentary.
It wasn't that bad. I don't believe...
Really?
I don't believe that anyone in a recent administration, in any recent administration, was shoving people into train tracks.
Okay, so when...
I'm going to give them...
When House of Cards came out,
yeah,
and you're probably thinking, I mean, this is so far-fetched. Whether you think recent administration or not, what you've seen in politics now, is it far-fetched?
That anything's possible.
That anything like what happened in House of Cards could happen. Come on, be honest.
I am. I'm going to be honest. People would expect me to say one thing. The truth is, if you remember the depths that it went to.
I thought that show was unbelievable.
To kill the woman.
Yeah.
To cover up. The first woman gets killed.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the later. Don't they end up killing the other woman
yes,
too?
Yes.
I know this. I know there are people who think they align with me politically or are going to be disappointed that I feel this way. I don't know if I think anyone's capable of that.
I do.
Murder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's the level of hands dirtiness. Maybe I think it's possible, but I don't think the hands would be so dirty.
Well, it might be like
their administrative assistant. What
like
was the guy's
six
name?
Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a little more removed.
Right.
In that show,
right.
What's the his face?
Guy.
The bald guy. Yeah. He's literally running through the desert like by himself trying to kill this lady.
Right.
That show, Don, did you ever watch it?
No.
Oh, it was terrific.
Don,
terrific.
I still
Don,
can.
I think you should.
I never saw the end of it. Like after he left the show, I never saw like Robin Wright become president. I never saw that. Did you?
I don't think I watched the last season.
Yeah, I didn't watch the last season.
You know what happened? Because he was kicked off the show.
Right. And they made her president.
And I think I was so turned off by the stuff that was said about Kevin Spacey, I don't think I watched the last season.
Yeah, well, he wasn't in the last season.
I should go back and watch.
Do it.
I think it was Vape Ape times, too.
No,
I missed a lot. I missed a lot during the Vape Ape.
You missed a lot?
Would I be captivated? Would this go like Breaking Bad kind of way for
early
me?
Early on.
It was so good.
You will, if early on, if you start watching one a day, you're going to come in going,
first
oh
two
my
seasons
God.
Were,
oh
will,
my God.
You might watch them in a row.
Yeah, the
you
first two stop. Seasons are just gorgeous. Right. I mean, so intensely fun to watch. That'll do it
wow.
for ENN.
Not a lot, but a lot.
Right, not a lot, but a lot. It was brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event, Ram and Truck Month.
You didn't even tell about the
damn it, the high school game.
High school game.
I had a whole
in Jersey.
We have 30 seconds.
Do it. Just air it. Air it. Let it stand on its own.
I am so disgusted by what happened in this game.
A winning shot was waved off by the officials, and it was clearly good.
Yes.
Change the championship.
It was really, really disturbing. The Camden, how do you say Manasquan?
Manasquan
versus Camden, and Manasquan got robbed. It's an absolute disgrace. The ball was 100%
out of
this kid's
hand. So why can't they change it?
It
was the last play.
It was they tried to review it. They challenged it, and it was denied. Their appeal was denied. Camden moves on. And if you're these kids, it's so sad. Your career's over on a complete and utter ripoff. Shame on them.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.